Does a pure devotee always experience oneself as different from the body? Well, not necessarily. Because a devotee's concern is not so much to experience oneself as separate from the body. The devotee's concern is primarily to experience oneself as connected with Krishna, as a servant of Krishna. So, the awareness of one's being different from the body, sometimes it may be favorable for the remembrance of Krishna, sometimes it may not be so favorable for the remembrance of Krishna. You can say, when can that you are different from your body, that awareness be unfavorable? No, for example, if you have to care for some devotee, then at that time if you constantly start thinking, oh, this devotee is not the body, then we may think, oh, caring for the body is not all that important. Yes, but that is not the right attitude. When we care for a person, we care for them in all their aspects, the body, mind and soul. And of course, we need to be philosophically aware that I am not at the body and others are not their bodies. But the devotee's focus is not so much on remembering that I am not the body. The devotee's focus is more on remembering Krishna and on thinking of how I can best serve Krishna. So whichever way, the service to Krishna works out the best. That is what the devotee is interested in doing, and that's what the devotee does. So rather than bothering too much about whether one is remembering Krishna or not, whether one is remembering that I am not the body or not, we can focus on whether one is remembering how best I can serve Krishna, and how we can use whatever resources we have in Krishna's service. That should be the focus, because just remembering that I am not the body, that can lead to detachment, which is favorable, but that can also lead to a desensitization or a heartlessness that can be unfavorable for bhakti. Because bhakti is, the challenge here is that presently most of our emotions are connected with the body, and bhakti is a process of emotions, and the emotions as pure spiritual emotions connect with Krishna. But is it that is it like the material emotions and spiritual emotions are two separate switches? Yes, I have to close the switch of material emotion, and then when that switch goes off in the zero position or off position, then automatically the switch will go on to the focus of the switch go on to the will the switch of spiritual emotions become on. No, it's not like this off will automatically mean that on. The important thing is that has to be on. The spiritual emotions have to be turned on. We have that example of how sahajiyas, they have their material emotions switch on also, and they have their spiritual emotions switch on also. Of course, we could say that their emotions are not really spiritual, but at least they have some kind of switch on over there. And we have the impersonalists, for whom their switch of material emotions is off, but their switch of spiritual emotions may also be off. And that is also not favorable. So what we need to do is recognize that there are these different emotions which you may go through, and our focus is primarily on activating spiritual emotions. And in particular situations, the material emotions, when they are strongly coming in the way of our service to Krishna, we may just, material emotions means I am talking about not just lust, anger, greed, but even a broad care for the body, recognizing that the body is a tool to be used in Krishna's service. So we do need to be aware of it without becoming absorbed in it, consumed by thoughts of the body. And how that will work out, that may vary from person to person. That's why we don't have to worry too much about, as devotees, our focus should not be, I am not the body, I am not the body, I am not the body. Our focus should be, how can I best serve Krishna? And when, while serving Krishna, bodily desires or some things like that, they distract us in our service to Krishna, then we can also remember that, oh, I am not the body. So there is no need to be either bodily conscious in terms of thinking I am the body or body the conscious in terms of thinking I am not the body. Because to think I am not the body is also a focus on na iti na iti. I am not. It is not a focus on what I am. So, Jeev Krishna Das, e vishwas korle to ar dukkha nahi. That to the extent the soul becomes aware that I am a servant of Krishna and focuses on service to Krishna, so that extent the soul becomes purified, elevated, and moves towards liberation.